Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, we start off thinking it's going to be Friday because that's what we had scheduled to record. But the show, as usual, takes a wild turn. And this is now the Man Cave Monday episode where we discuss life, massages, cigarillos, a whole bunch of other stuff that's important. So take a listen. We hope you like it. Remember, like and subscribe. 5-star reviews, what we're looking for. We love you guys and enjoy the listen. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. It's Friday. Woohoo! Friday. It is time for the weekend. For some of you bitches that gotta work. Enjoy listening to our shit. Because guess what we'll be doing? I don't know about you. We'll be playing football, maybe at the beach. You know, maybe giving our woman ice cream to entice her into lovemaking. You never know. You just don't know what happens in the old nut house here. What's going on, Mikey? You're here.
Hey, what's up? What's happening, everybody?
So do you have an ice cream van yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, you're working on it?
No, by the time of this, actually, no, I won't. By the time this airs, I won't have it. I won't have it till Saturday morning. I won't have the ice cream van until Saturday morning.
Time to cash in, woman. Time to cash in. You know what my woman would say? Unfortunately, coupons. She'd be. You know what my coupon would say? She would go, yeah, well, I can just go buy it myself. I'm good.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's how it's going to work. I can already tell you with me. It'd be like, oh, really? Yeah, it's like the free back massage. Yeah, I'd rather pay the $100 and go get one. I'm like, fuck you. Of course, she always says my massages suck. Let me ask you something. When you massage your woman, before we get into today's topic, when you massage your woman, does it last longer than 5 or 10 minutes? And I'm talking about the massage. Okay. Does your massage that you give your woman last longer than 5 to 10 minutes before you say, fuck it and give up? You know what I mean? Or two, do you put in the work and do like a 30-minute massage on your wife?
So originally.
What do you mean originally? How's that different? Go ahead.
I used to pull out the massage table and give a full 30-minute massage with oil, candles, sound, you know, soundscapes.
Wait, say that again. Wait, say that again. Ready?
I used to pull out the massage table and give a full 30-minute massage with sound bath therapy and, you know, the oil and candles and everything.
Oh, okay. Continue. So yeah. What's the massage today if it was to be given?
You know,
your
really,
own silence is the best.
I've been really lacking on this front, and I gotta be honest with you. Mostly because my massage table got moved to like her work, and then it got I don't know if it got brought back or not. It might be in the garage. I have to look. I think it might still be at her office. And I gotta be honest with you, man, giving a massage in a bed, like laying next to somebody, is really fucking hard. Like, it's hard to get good angles where you're not, you can use like your arms and your upper body. If not, it's like all fucking thumbs. And that shit starts to hurt.
It's all thumbs.
So, yeah, it is. It really is. So they've been pretty shitty lately, actually.
So your massages suck. Yeah. Is what you're saying.
No, they have. I mean, I'll be first to admit it. I mean, a lot of times, because it's like I get like, you know, 7-8 minutes in and I start cramping in my hands. Like, I've been having a lot of hand cramps lately.
You don't do the old switch off and use your foot while you're rubbing the cramp out in your hand?
No. Ooh, that's disgusting, dude. No, my heels would like slice the shit out of her back, bro. Like, even though I go to like.
You got razor blade heels, man?
Even though I go to a pedicure like every 2 weeks, my heels by that. Like week and a half, they start getting hard again. I think it's because I wear flip flops so much, I don't use any moisturizer, which I really should. I keep thinking about it, and then it just goes out the fucking window.
Yeah, like, I've noticed that you never use moisturizers at all, do you?
Not really. No.
See, I take a shower and then I literally take out the Lubriderm. And it's like my favorite. Honestly, it is one of my favorite lotions. No pun intended. You know, I can understand the laughter if I said Jergens, but I'm just saying I literally get the Lubriderm and I rub it all over my arms, all over my legs, my feet, even the top of my head because I'm bald. you know, especially after I shave to keep it, you know, the moisturizer there. But I also do my face, but I broke out a little bit. I don't know if you can see it on camera, but I broke out a little bit on my face right here. And I think it's my sunglasses are causing it because it's so hot and I'm sweating so profusely during the day that my skin breaks out. But yeah, so if you got razor blade fucking feet, dude, you need to definitely put some moisturizer on those bad boys. I mean,
they're not terrible.
Did you ever think about getting one of those things that those grinders that you can get for your feet? I forget what they call them. It's almost like a sander.
I have that in the shower. But the problem, what I noticed with that was, is if I use it too much, it irritates, and then it causes my heels to be very, very sensitive. So I honestly think that the answer is just me not being lazy and applying some heel cream and just putting it on there. And it's not like they're god awful. It's just they get really rough. Like, they're not something that you want. Like, I don't know about your wife, but my wife has like really smooth and delicate skin.
Yes, mine has the softest skin
like
ever.
Even my hands, like just the calluses on my hands from working out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have to make sure I stay on top of those, because if I don't, like if I do a workout session and then go like rub her back, she complains that it hurts, like scratchy.
Yeah, because you get that. You probably get like, I don't know if you can see this or not, but you like right there. Yeah, see what I'm saying? We get those calluses, and it's not from what you're thinking, you perverts. It's literally from like holding the grip bars, and they have those like little metal grips in them anyway. And I don't want to be one of those guys. I don't know about you, and I know we're kind of getting off subject, but I don't want to be one of those guys that wear gloves at the gym. You know what I mean?
I'm being 22. I'm singing Taylor Swift, so I am one of those guys.
But it's like it's kind of like how our sales guy, I'm not going to mention his name, how he wears gloves when he drives. That's what I think people look like in the gym. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Black leather gloves.
I work out at home and I still don't want to wear the gloves. Number one, I feel like it's important as a man to like toughen up your hands. I've always felt like that because if you're in a real world situation and you have to like pull yourself up or grab onto a bar or grab onto something, you don't want soft hands. You need hands that are strong enough to be able to hold onto it without shredding. That's just my opinion.
No, I'm right there with you, man. I think man's got to have man hands, man. If you got soft, dainty hands, you know.
I mean, my hands are still pretty soft and smooth because I file these calluses down, but
Oh, see, I'm fucked up. I cut mine off with a big toenail clipper.
I use the sand brush.
I have this weird habit. I take two fingers, right, with my nails, and I kind of go around in a circle on the callus till I lift it up high. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I raise it up, and then I take toenail clippers and I cut them off.
No, I just smooth mine down so that way the callus stays there, so it's building up the tough skin, but it's just smooth on the top. Like I don't remove the callus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
You prefer it rough?
rough and tough.
Just a little bit. But just a little rough and tough. That's me.
I really do want to step up my massage game. I've been pretty lazy on that part. I don't know, man. Lately, I've been in this funk, so to speak, when it comes to that kind of stuff, because I just feel constantly overwhelmed. And then it's like, I get done with the day and it's like, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah. The work never ends. I mean, that's for sure. The work of life.
And I need to slow down a little bit on that. Like I need to figure out a way
Put in the work.
Yeah. Put in that work and then also take a little more R&R. Not on topic today because we're supposed to be talking about the movie Upgrade.
I know. We just spent 10 minutes talking about our personal shit. But fuck it. People are enjoying it, I hope. And if not, hey, fuck you.
Probably not.
You know?
They're very tuned out. They're already fucking tuned out.
Yeah, they're like, God damn it. All these guys talking about is their massages and their pedicures and all this shit. Anyway, we can bring that up on Man Trouble Wednesdays.
So there's a different movie that I just watched.
Okay.
With Tracy, I did a romantic date night where I cooked her dinner and I made like a blueberry cobbler for dessert. And then we watched that movie, Find Me Falling. It's a new Harry Connick Jr. movie. It's like a romance.
I saw that. Okay.
Yeah. And I actually liked it. I thought it was a good movie. But what it made me stop and think was the lifestyle of the people on the island. There's just the community and the drink. Like they drank and they had fun and they didn't take life too seriously. And I feel like at least in my circle, everybody is like, go, 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 balls of the wall, got to be boss babes and boss dudes. And like, it's all go, no chill, and just sit back and fucking enjoy life. Like, there's none of that anymore. And it seems like if you even talk about, like, I want to kick back and relax, it's like, oh shit, man, you ain't working on your goals. Like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, like, you're fucking lazy or whatever.
That's how I feel, you know? Or like if you're going out, you know, on an adventure, it's got to be something like heroic and epic. It's not like just, I'm just out to chill, bro. Like, I don't know, man.
Listen, I'm right there with you. I've been thinking about that a lot over the last couple of weeks. And honestly, it's like, life is too fucking short here. And you know, after talking to my niece about this, who lives in Italy, okay? Yeah. And I brought this up before on prior episodes. But after I talked to her, you know, and I've been trying to like, you know, reach out a little bit more. And the thing is, it's like, she says it's overseas. Americans put so much emphasis on just that, what you just said. Work, 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 driving, 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 the drive to be ambitious and to have like high success rates and all this shit. She goes, it just wears you the fuck down. She goes, we're over there. She goes, it's more of, it's about living life. And then that's just providing you the things to be able to do in life and not to not take that serious, but not to make that your only main goal. You know what I mean? Where you have to be so overly driven that you forget to live at the same time. Because at the end of the day, when it all comes out in the end, none of that shit's going to matter, really. I mean, it really doesn't. Yeah. What matters is how you're living your life and how you're enjoying things and how you're doing stuff and the adventures you take. And like you said, not everything has to be fucking heroic when you go to do a trip and go on vacation and do these things. And honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. You literally said something to me a year ago that actually resonated with me about that, because I said, oh, we're all, because you said, oh, you guys are always on the go, 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 go. We love it when we can just sit in a chair and look out over the water and fucking relax and say nothing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fucking A, man. You're right, because I brought that up to my wife on this trip that we're fixing to take. I said, I don't want to have a plan for a plan. I said, we can go do things like you want to go see. I was like, but when we go to like Zion Park, I don't want to be on a fucking schedule. I want to just, if I want to sit out by the fire for 3 fucking hours and just sit there and smoke a cigar and look at the stars and not say a fucking word, which is hard for me to do anyway, because you know how much I love to talk. But that's what I want to do. I don't want to be like on the constant go where I feel like I'm still working. I want it to be, okay, I'm enjoying my time spending with you. You really made me think about that a year ago. And when you were talking about your last trip, when you went on that cruise and you guys rented that cabana and you were just sitting there and didn't do shit. You know what I mean? You said it was just really nice not to go fucking do shit. You know,
that's what I try to do on my vacations. Like I literally try to do as little as possible on vacation. Like it's literally just,
it's lounge. A decompression. Yeah, it's a decompression.
Like, because I feel like when I go on the vacations, like the ones that you typically go on, and we're on a schedule and we're trying to see everything, I feel more stressed out coming back than I did leaving. Because it's like, oh my God, like what I got to get up this morning to do. It's like, oh shit, here we go. And it's not that it's not cool. It's just, it's so demanding. And it's like, that's what I'm trying to get away from work. Like, so I like literally like going to the spa. Because you're doing this. And sitting in the spa and just like, you know, sitting on a heat bed and like just sleeping or relaxing. Like, you know, like, I know it's just funny. Sleeping. But like,
no, I mean, I get it. I get it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, or sitting in a chair watching the ocean and watching nature, or, you know, just like relax, like take a nap. Like, I feel like we don't get to take nearly enough naps like we should, you know, like.
Well, you made a good point. You know, I started implementing this months ago, and I was like, you know what, man, when we were talking about getting outdoors and one of our things in the IC, if you remember, we were talking about like things, but I said, I was already starting to do that. I literally every day go outside for 5 or 10 minutes and I walk around in my yard. I know it's just my yard, but I'm taking all that in and I'm just getting the fuck away from my desk. I need that 10 minutes.
Do you take your shirt off?
Yeah. And I flex in the mirror as I walk past it too.
Oh, you do?
No, fuck no, I don't. No. I don't take my shirt off.
See, I take my shirt off. Like, I literally just walk out with, like, my shirt on, bare feet, and I have to watch where I step because, like, there's ants and dog shit and bird shit. And,
goat shit. Used to be goat shit and everything else. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I don't take my shirt off. I don't take my shirt off. I literally just take my shoes off and socks. And I walk in the grass barefoot because I want to feel the grass on me. I pay attention to the birds and the trees and shit like that, like you were saying. I know that sounds fucked up and weird, but, you know, to some of us.
Take your shirt off. You'll get more vitamin D entering your body and you'll feel better. You'll feel a lot better.
I don't want to show off my guns and these enormous pecs, you know, to the neighbors and get them all like riled up.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
No, I'm joking, dude. I'm fucked up. If anything, they'd be like, what the fuck? Put your shirt back on, dude.
I know, but I will tell you, it makes you more self-aware, which makes you want to look better because now you're also doing that. Like you're walking around topless, you know, in public, like basically because you're out in your neighborhood and it's like, you know, okay. I'm not hiding anymore. Like if I'm like, it's like, okay, I want to look better with my shirt off. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I completely agree. Now I do cut my grass on my, my mower with no shirt on. Cause I definitely want to get some sun on the weekends. You know what I mean? So I've definitely been doing that. So I get about 2.5 hours in the sun.
See, you're better off with a 10, 15 minute exposure. Cause without sunscreen, you will burn out after 10 minutes.
I hit sunscreen when I go out on the weekends when I cut. Yeah, I don't ever go out. Listen, I don't go out into the sun except for, like I said, that 10 minute when I'm outside without sunscreen. If I know I'm going to be out there for a long period of time, that's the first thing I apply 20 minutes prior to going outside. I literally just take off my shirt. I spray myself down in the garage, like out by the opening of the garage. So that way I'm not bringing that shit into the house. And then I wait for it to dry. And then I go in the house and I cool back off and then I head out and start doing my shit. That's my normal routine. But listen, God dang, man, are we going to have time to talk about the freaking?
I don't know. Actually, I think, you know,
listen, guys, I know you tuned in for the freaking movie. So we'll just, why don't we hold on to that?
You know what? Let's do this.
Okay.
We'll run this as the Monday episode. So, guys, welcome to your Monday, the beginning of the week.
Yeah, welcome to your Monday, even though we said Friday. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
At the beginning of the show, we started off saying it was going to be the Friday episode. But you know what? We're gonna put this one in the can, and this will be Man Cave Monday. This has now been redubbed Man Cave Monday episode. So that way, when you listen to it on Friday, you know, in the past, you actually got what you were looking for.
In the future.
A flick recommendation that we liked that you think we can watch over the weekend. So this is your now the Monday episode.
Now, I will say this, okay, and then we'll cut out, all right, here for this episode. So I found this little cigarillos that I really enjoy to smoke because they're 20-minute smokers. So I for you cigar loving people, some of you aren't, I understand you can click off now and get out of here, but I'm just going to say I found these Romeo Julieta cigarillos, okay? And they're these little things, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest with you, these are really really enjoyable little 20 minute smokers. I don't like 40 minute to 60 minute smokers because I can't sit there and smoke a cigar for that fucking long.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones honestly is the Drew Estates acid cigars that you turned me on to years ago. The blondes are still my favorite. They just have a great sweet taste to them. Cause God knows I could use some sweetness cause I don't have a lot of sour bitterness. So it offsets me, but, I've really enjoyed this brand. These 1875 Romeo Julieta cigarillos, try them out. I know you can't see the package. It's a red package, but look them up in your store. They're 20 minute smokers. And I want to say they were like $20 and I think you get 6 petites. Is what they call them.
Mm.
Yep. Sweet. 6 petite belly. Say that fast 10 times. But so yeah, I agree with Mikey on this one. This one's welcome to Man Cave Monday, even though we said it's Friday, bitches, at the beginning of the show. So guys, have a great rest of your week. Don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all our socials. Also, masondangerbeardco.com, 20% off all things cool over there just by simply using the promo code DAILYBM. Mikey, got anything before we get out of here this Monday?
Hey, everybody, have a great start to your week. We hope that you have the best that you can. Remember, take a little time to yourself and relax a little. Still be productive, but just try to relax a little.
Yeah, because you only have one life, guys. And remember, we're only here for a short period of time, so you might as well enjoy it because you can't take all that effort with you. All right? So remember that and live your life. And we will see you guys. Great. Well done, Mike. That was a great way to end it. So with that, we'll catch you guys on the flip side, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Deuces.